Listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The relationship between two executives at CBS and Viacom could hold the key to a possible merger between the two companies, actually a re-merger. Joining us, Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions in Seattle. Tom, Summer Redstone split the company a decade ago, and now his daughter is in charge, and you pick it up from there.
Well, the Wall Street Journal, quite frankly, has picked it up from there with a very in-depth report about this relationship possibly building a little bit between Les Moonves at CBS and Sherry Redstone, who through, you know, we followed it this summer through, a large a piece of corporate machinations is emerging to be the controlling figure in the Viacom empire. So CBS is doing great. Les did a turnaround with CBS. He's been interested and expressed interest in Time Warner to bring himself TNT and CNN and HBO, which are some pretty strong properties. But meanwhile, it appears that Sherry Redstone over at Viacom is maybe examining and trying to take a look at coming back together with CBS. They're struggling a little bit with networks like MTV and Spike and Comedy Central. Paramount Pictures struggling a little bit. In fact, they've had to cut the dividend. That's been in the news. They cut that in half. And they've been shopping Paramount Pictures around, and Les Moonves has been looking for a major motion picture producer. So there could be something in the tea leaves there, and it will be interesting to see. I think the big issue here, if you want to continue with this, topic is media consolidation and its impact on the consumer.
Well, we should note that CBS is our parent company. Regine?
And what would be the impact on the consumer? What do you think that TV viewers out there would see if these two mega companies came back together?
You know, it really gets down to this whole idea of the fact that we're living in a media oligopoly these days. There are only a handful of corporations now that control the entirety of the media. So this matters. This matters when it comes to the merging of entertainment and news, where so many conflicts are baked into the cake, the infotainment of news, the standardization of our culture, a lack of minority and alternative voices on the creative side, the domination of corporate media and politics, distribution, and I think ultimately in prices. The fewer players they are, the more pricing power these corporations have over many aspects of our lives. And I would say that's why these efforts at disintermediation like Netflix, particularly as they get into content creation like we've discussed before in this program, is so important.
Is Sherry Redstone perhaps putting too much confidence in Les Moonves and his ability to kind of restore Viacom's luster?
Oh, you know, who knows? He's got a great track record, and he's done well. He's respected in the industry, I think, and is a bit of a celebrity himself. You know, to be able to gauge how much what her confidence level is probably beyond me. But I would just say on the surface, it makes sense to me. If you're going to support this oligarchically, it makes sense to me that they would explore a merger. And I think at the end of the day for CBS, like everything else, it's going to come down to price.
And this, of course, is also coming at a time when CBS is trying to get rid of its radio stations, including WBBM. Is that, I guess, radio is seen as kind of a drag on the bottom line for CBS?
Well, I guess so. You know, in my mind, those radio partnerships make local affiliates and local media strong and vibrant. So that gets us back into this conversation about this media oligarchy and the diminution of choice and local programming and local control and taking your master control and turning it into a satellite feed coming out of Tampa. Who does that serve? It serves the corporate interests for sure. I'm not sure how much it serves listeners or the public.
Tom, thanks for joining us today. Tom Lason, President, New Media Solutions, newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. You will find past programs.